This is the Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. Here's your host, Everett Jolly.
Before we get started with the show today, I'd like to thank one of our new sponsors, the OTCExchange.com. It's the first aggregated news service site. It provides you with all the info you need to make informed decisions on penny stocks. That's the OTCExchange.com. On today's show, I'm bringing back a returning guest. He was on my show back in June of this year. I'm talking about no other than Global Track Solutions, Inc. They trade on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. And with us today is the CEO of the company, going to bring us up to speed, Mr. David Flores. David, welcome back to the show.
Great to be back, Everett. Thank you so much for having me.
You know, we've gotten a lot of new listeners over the summertime. If you would, just an elevator pitch. Give us a little bit of a backstory of who you guys are and what you do.
Yeah, so Global Track Solutions, you know, we say we are the first publicly traded media company here within the emerging sector of medicinal psychedelics. We have our primary website, which is psychedelicspotlight.com, which is a phenomenal source for news, information, and resources, all sort of centered around this sector of medicinal psychedelics, which just continues to grow and continues to demonstrate significant growth potential. So that's our focus, you know, just putting fantastic content out there, digital content, written content, and really just speaking to what's going on here and helping people understand the potential that exists here within this space and within this industry.
That being said, can you please provide us with some updates on the company since you were last on the show, and more specifically, the recent launch of the company's paid media partnership services?
Yeah, and so, you know, since we last spoke, that's probably been one of the bigger highlights, and that was the launch of our paid media services, which really is the culmination, Everett, of, you know, the hard work that my team and I have put in here over the last 16 months in terms of positioning Psychedelic Spotlight as one of the most recognized sources for news and information here in the emerging sector of medicinal psychedelics. And one of the things that we've been able to accomplish is we've been able to amass a very significant and sizable audience and following here within this space. In fact, in July, we broke another record in terms of page views on psychedelicspotlight.com. We hit over 165,000 page views on the site. And that number just continues to demonstrate very encouraging growth on a month-over-month basis. So the question has become, you know, well, how do we take this and how do we monetize this and how do we start to create opportunities for revenue here for Global Track now that we have sort of set the foundation here with everything with Psychedelic Spotlight? And one of the things that we've recognized is this need here in this space and in this industry. Yes, the psychedelic space has its similarities to the cannabis space and maybe some other industries, but it's very, very unique and truly one of a kind, at least in my opinion. And one of the things that we feel that is lacking are public relation type services that are able to more effectively communicate stories and what is happening here in this space for this growing list of companies that are entering this industry right now. And
it's
are
amazing.
Moving to more. Yes. I mean, every week I'm seeing more and more companies enter the fray here. So it's exciting. But, you know, how are they communicating with their audience? You know, that's the key here, you know, and how are they demonstrating where the potential exists, both in the industry itself, but also within their company? And so, and having been immersed here, as we have with Psychedelic Spotlight in this industry and in this space for the last 16 months, we've gained a very strong level of knowledge and expertise in what's going on here. And so drawing upon my own professional, you know, experience in IR and public relations, you know, I said, well, why don't we start offering these types of services here, you know? And so far, that's been, you know, what we've focused on. The reception on it has been terrific so far. I mean, it's been impressive to see how many companies are out there saying, hey, this is exactly what we've been looking for. You know, we're already working with a PR company, but, you know, you guys really seem to have that audience. You guys understand what's happening here. So this is exciting. And so this, again, is just sort of, you know, our first launch out into, you know, getting paid services out there. We have some other things lined up, but this is our starting point. And again, you know, we wouldn't be here if not having established that audience and that presence here within this space. And I'm very excited that we've been able to do that.
David, for folks out there who may be new to Global Track Solutions, can you share a little bit about the company's investment position with the Conscious Fund and the value potential you see for the company in it?
Absolutely. So the Conscious Fund was one of the first venture capital firms that decided that they wanted to focus exclusively on the psychedelic space. And one of the things that we noticed in late 2020 was the very impressive portfolio of companies they had added into their portfolio of psychedelic-based companies. And we're talking about companies that we really perceive to be, you know, and having the potential to be the next leaders here in this space and in this industry. And so we saw this as a fantastic opportunity for us to get involved through an investment into the Conscious Fund and our initial investment of $125,000. And, you know, what I'm really encouraged to see so far, you know, is the progress that the fund and the fund's portfolio has been making here and the companies that are in the fund's portfolio. It's been exciting to see. It speaks to why we decided to make this investment into it. And one of the things that we've really noticed here is, you know, this migration of these companies uplisting to larger stock exchanges. You know, recently you had Cybin Inc., which is part of the Conscious Fund's portfolio, become the first psychedelic-based company to list on the New York Stock Exchange. Within the last couple of months, we saw a Thai Life Sciences as well as Magic Med Industries uplist to the NASDAQ. So to me, what this is doing, Everett, it's speaking to, again, the potential that's here, but it's also, you know, demonstrating the value that we believe we see here in this investment and what we hope to see come back over the next couple of years. So I've always saw this as something that, you know, planting seeds, so to speak, and watching them sort of, you know, blossom and bloom here. But I really still believe in the potential of the return that we may see here from this investment over the next couple of years. It's exciting, and I want to encourage anybody, you know, I just caught up with one of the founding partners of the Conscious Fund, Henri Sancastia. We've got a podcast interview with him on Psychedelic Spotlight. So anybody, you know, that wants to learn a little bit more about their progress through the second quarter of 2021, I encourage them to go check that out.
I want to change gears here for a second. As you know, the landscape on the OTC market is changing. The SEC is getting involved, making a mandate, if you will, for everybody to get everything up to the snub by September 28th. That being said, when we last spoke, we talked about a little bit about the company engaging in an audit firm to perform an audit on the company's 2020 financials. Do you have any update on the progress of this audit, and what can you tell us going forward?
Yeah, so I mean, the audit continues to move forward. We're moving along with it, and as I may have mentioned, you know, this is just to keep our financials current and keep the company positioned. You know, I've talked about it before about, you know, our desire to, you know, one day go through the process of uplisting to the OTCQB. We've talked about it, you know, being a timing thing. You know, the timing has to be right given, you know, the resources that need to be involved in making such an uplisting. And we want to make sure that we have everything sort of aligned and ready to go for that. But keeping ourselves primed and ready for that is very, very important to me. So, you know, we already had our 2017, 18, and 19 financials fully audited. So I want to make sure that we stay current. So getting through that 2020 audit has been, you know, a priority of mine here. And, you know, I'm pleased to say we're making very significant progress with the auditing firm, M&K CPAs out of Houston. And so we hope to have some, you know, additional updates to be able to release on that here over the next 30, 45 days or so. But like you mentioned, I mean, the OTC really is cracking down. And, you know, for us, fortunately, you know, we've maintained a very high level of transparency. We've maintained, you know, updated and timely disclosures and financials, and we certainly intend to continue to do that. But then taking that to the next level, you know, like I said, and being able to go through the process, uplisting to the QB, we want to be able to do that. This is part of that process. It also all ties into everything that we're doing in terms of generating, you know, creating a revenue stream here for the company. But again, it's a process, and things are coming together, and I'm very, very excited about where we are right now versus where we were just a year ago or even 6 months ago. I mean, a lot has changed. A lot has come together, and it's a good time, and there's so much more I want to share, Everett, but, you know, it's not quite public yet, but I look forward to coming back on here, you know, over the next couple of months, because there's going to be a lot of really exciting things that I really hope I'm going to be able to share here.
Well, let me ask you this. We've got about a minute and a half left. What is the future objectivities, if you will, and catalysts that you guys are going to focus on here in the next two or three quarters?
So it's continuing to expand upon the media side of things. You know, we've really established a very prominent footprint for ourselves, you know, in the industry on the media side of things. So being able to expand upon that, we really feel that there are very, very reasonable monetization opportunities that exist here with that. So being able to tap into that and maximize that and make the most out of it is certainly one of our biggest focuses right now. But again, it's also continuing to explore additional opportunities that are out there. You know, I know I continue to say it, but listen, it's all about timing. You know, we do want to really become one of the more recognizable companies here within the space of medicinal psychedelics. And I recognize it's going to take more than just being the media company to do that. There's going to have to be an additional element and component that we're going to have to go out and incorporate. And I do think that that's something that's going to happen in time. But I think the important thing for us right now is people are starting to pay attention. People are starting to recognize us. And, you know, this is all about sort of repositioning the company after having moved out of the cannabis space and into the psychedelic space right now. And so, again, I'm very encouraged with where we are here right now, and I'm very encouraged about the potential that exists here over the next, you know, year and a half beyond that as well.
Dave, before I let you go, what is it that you want my listeners and your stockholders to take away from today's interview?
It's just that, you know, we continue to maintain a commitment to transparency. If there's one thing, you know, that is very, very important to me, it's that. You know, I understand, you know, the OTC markets, you know, and how challenging it is to find companies that are legit and that are willing to be transparent. That's us, you know, and I encourage anybody out there, you know, any shareholder, and I've spoken with shareholders. I take calls from shareholders all the time. If anybody out there ever has questions or wants to know anything, I'm happy to share what I can, what I'm allowed to share. But, you know, again, that to me is what's important. We are building something here. It is a process. I can't hit the fast forward button on this. You know, so patience, I think, is key. Stick with us. You know, I'm doing everything I can to certainly create a value-driven opportunity here for our shareholders. But again, it's a process. But anybody that can stick with it, you know, I certainly hope to make it worth their while.
Global Track Solutions is the company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day. Look them up. They're on the OTC markets under the ticker symbol PSYC. David, thank you so much for coming on the show. I'm a big fan of what you guys are doing out there. Hopefully you'll come back in another 40 or 50 days and give us an update.
Will do. Thank you so much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by La Jolla Media LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are for educational and research purposes. Stock Day encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional.